tune in to connect, uniting the world through Hardstyle, and it's time for the Bishop.
That's it. It's that time again for the Hardcore Confessions.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So we want to give something back, of course. You're going to be absolved of your sins, and there's so many juicy sins. I can't wait to share them. But what we're going to do is, for the juiciest confessions, for the most sinful delights, we're going to give away two Never Stop Dancing t-shirts to these confessors.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, shall we begin? Sin number one. This came into my DMs. I really like this one. When I turned 18, my friend had a house party. By the end of the night, he passed out, and me and his mum had sex on the couch while his dad was also passed out in his bed. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Homewrecker, that one. Love that one. Love that one. I mean, that's the real perfect definition of sin right there. I like it. We're off to a flying start.
Mom sex, is that?
What's friend's mom sex? That's cool. That's okay. Cool. That's totally cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's not stepmom sex. That's a little bit different.
Sin number two.
Okay. Last year when I was still single, an older friend who was engaged texted me for some drinks. After a few drinks, we noticed there was no more buses going anymore, so I offered to drive her home, and her fiancé was waiting for her there. My car was parked at the parking lot of my workplace, and I ended up banging her.
There's a lot of adultery going on.
Yeah, but that's the sin of lust is one of the most, you know, satisfying sins.
We wanted the juicy one, so.
Yeah, this is exactly what we got.
This is what we get.
The day after, she confessed to her fiancé and we never spoke again. Wow. Okay, right in there. Homewrecker.
Okay. Next.
This one's a bit of a long one, so let's split it up.
All right.
One time in college, I downloaded this app meant to find hookups. I was probably 18 or 19 at the time, never had sex before, and figured it would be a fun idea.
She was a virgin.
It seems like it. So this is the setup, right?
All right.
So, young, dumb, and thirsty for cum. It was a late night, about 8 p.m. I decided to ditch and posted asking if anyone local was DTF. Some guy messaged me and he said he was in the same study hall and was walking towards me. Kind of freaked out. So I made up a fake name for myself and tried to fix up my makeup.
Okay, she goes on.
Okay.
Dude turned out to be very unattractive and older with really bad breath. I was not into it, but figured I'd just go for it. Teenagers are dumb.
I told you. Young, all dumb, right. Thirsty for cum.
Right,
we go to the women's restroom in the most isolated part of the study hall, sneaking into the last stall and starting to get undressed. I really awkwardly started to jerk him off. I'm getting hot and under the collar right now. While he stood there breathing heavily at me. Just as he was about to start fingering me, somebody walked into the bathroom. Dum, 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 dum.
She goes on. It turned out to be a classmate of mine looking for me to let the class get started.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, we're copying and pasting it off.
She stopped in front of our stall and very awkwardly asked if I was in there. Neither of us answered, standing stock still.
Great. Love where this is going. She eventually left, and the guy ended up jerking himself off, jizzing on my shoes.
Wow.
Key point there. Remember that.
What's with you and feet?
Oh, hey, man. Look, shout out to my brother Matty in Sydney. He's a foot guy. I know a couple of DJs that are also feet guys as well.
Hold on.
Okay, but
he
we
came
continue
on
with
his shoes.
Yes. He was super sweaty and started to come towards me saying he didn't have a condom but was still down for sex. I was so weirded out that I got dressed and bailed. Told him if he ever contacted me again, I'd tell my military boyfriend and never saw the dude again.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a bit of a roller coaster, but I tell you what, there's some juicy details in there.
All right. Saskia.
I didn't want to say the name, seal of confession, anonymity, and all that sort of stuff, but that's
no,
okay.
No, it was Saskia. Saskia from Holland.
She put her name on it, so this is on you. I had a beer countess in Utrecht and my...
Studievereniging?
Nice. But I ended up with the police because I was too drunk and didn't come home in my hometown, so my parents called the police and, gave me up as miss. The story is much longer, but I'll spare you the details. But really, it's the details that we want. So, she was reported missing after getting too wasted and couldn't find her way home.
Bye-bye, Saskia.
You don't get the t-shirt, I'm sorry.
No.
But, here we go, the follow-up. Michael, or Michelle, from Holland. I love this. This is like a two-sentence story that just gets to the meat and potatoes right away.
It's like real short, but sweet.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay, let's turn the volume down for this one.
All right.
I had a lot of sex with my stepsister. Sadly, she's got a boyfriend now. Oh, Michael.
We got time for one more.
Oh, okay.
The last one.
I don't know. Like, we've got this one, the burger guy, that it wasn't really satisfying. We can go with that one. You reckon go with that one, or should we continue and
another one. Last one.
I like this one. Stefan.
Yeah.
Stefan. All right. I've done some naughty and dirty things inside the restroom of the Ziggo Dome at Exclusive Hole in 2019.
But Stefan, what did you do?
Well, you know,
he's not telling.
He isn't telling. So
T-shirt.
No. Oh, okay.
So who gets the T-shirt?
That's a very good question, because I really like the jizz on the shoes, girl.
Yeah. Or do you like the jizz on the shoes?
Oh, hang on. We just had one more come in.
All right.
We just busted this. I believe this is Stefan. This is the details of Stefan.
Oh,
so
Stefan.
He's back.
Oh, let's go back to Stefan.
Okay, so
I've done some naughty and dirty things inside the restroom of the Ziggo Dome at Exclusive Holland 2019. We wanted details.
He goes on. During the last edition of Exclusive Holland, I met a girl and we had some fun, drunken laughs during a couple of sets. After a while, we decided to do something more than just kissing. At that moment, we went to the restroom on the third floor. We had sex after a while and we went back downstairs and everybody was asking for us where we'd been. I didn't say anything, but they knew enough. Nice. Okay. Cool.
So we had sex?
At a party.
Wow.
At Exclusive Holland. No, listen, I'll tell you what the sin is. I'll tell you what the sin is. Exclusive Holland is exclusive. You got to be on the dance floor. I'm sorry. You go there for the party. You go there for the music. The sin is he wasn't really there for the party.
Whatever you want, man. So what does he have to do to be absolved from his sins?
Okay, listen. You've got to get the last 5-year editions of the DEF CON compilation. Play them back to back. Have a hack. Put on your Air Max. That's how you get repentance for that sin.
So who gets the T-shirt? Stefan?
Stefan, definitely. You've done well. And I can't say...
The jizz on the feet girl.
Jizz on the feet girl.
Jizz on the feet girl.
Okay, we're going to DM you. Not for more details, just to send you a shirt. We just want those kinds of details.
Hardcore Confessions by the Bishop. That is Audio Freak. You tune in to Connect. Don't forget to subscribe to the Q-Dance YouTube channel. Later tonight, we got Nosferatu, who will bless us with a hardcore set. But first, Nightbreed is in the house. Absolute Legends. This is Endymion on Connect.
I avoid being trapped. Every night, roll of life started walking my path. If you know what I mean, you should get out the way. Fuck the negative screams, don't believe what they say. You gotta stand out, you gotta be yourself. You gotta make it work, you're gonna push hard. I'm gonna run, boy, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna stand out, and I'm not looking back. And I'm not looking back. I'm ready for the start. I'm ready for the start. I'm gonna run, boy. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna stand out, and I'm not looking back.
vision, elevation. I was with you, time was wasted. I've been drinking, mind is racing. Think I made it quite clear. I don't wanna fight here. Promise I won't fight fear. See you in your nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah, we're raging in the dance hall. Harder, faster. Taking it harder. We're taking it hard. Live fast, live long. Always get the last word. Live hard, live strong. We got the password. We opening up the streets. Streets turning up the heat. The city's on the lockdown and we can't sleep. Come on, amaze me. Tell me that I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're really mad, you.
Well, lucky I'm not a bad dude. Wanna speak your mind? Well, I'll take your time. Cause there's a long queue and I definitely want to pass through.
Man, I run from reality. sell a lot of coke. I was the Dono, a Mexicano. I rule it all with my amigos. But then the narcos, they took it all. But they'll never take my soul.
When the fire burns out and my hands feel numb, kills a sense of space and time. We're all still young. Level of the science, it's not as hard as it sounds. A picture perfect family, yet others never around. I stand my ground and take a vow. If the earth said still won't put me in my place. When the water runs dry and I see your face, your burns covered a smirk I once saw, I'm so out of place. I miss the smell of smoke, I cover up my ears to only hear my breathing. I wanna hear my breathing.
Welcome to the arena of pain, where Akali say, sha-la-la-la-la. Them dark, but we darker. Them smart, but we smarter. Them eye, but man a Skywalker. Akali say, sha-la-la-la-la. Me a the godfather.
Motherfuckers running around here who think they got a big dick. Ah.
Ooh, shit.
If you think you got a big dick and you can tear a piece of pussy up, then let me hear you.
One leg on the night.
stand, and all the ones that jumped across the dress. This motherfucker took 15 steps back to dive in this door. Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker, just go. Bitch pussy, you big son of a bitch, 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 bitch,